even if the sound is driving you a little bit bonkers or they seem a little creepy, not the prettiest things, you should maybe resist the urge to try to kill them.
Most definitely. The damage they do, let's talk about the feeding damage. When they feed on the root systems of trees and shrubs, it's really sort of incidental. They don't really stress the trees out. They don't stress the plant material out. The only visible sign we'll see really actually a damage from their invasion this year is that when the female oviposits, she will cut a slit into very small branches, usually branches that are pencil size or a little smaller. And when she cuts that slit into that branch, sometimes these branches will break and crack off, and then what we call flagging. So we'll see a flagging of the shoots. And then what will happen is there's 20 to 30 eggs that are there. Either they'll develop in the twig, and then the larvae, or in this case, the nymphs in this case, will drop to the ground and burrow underground. In some cases, the branches will break off, fall to the ground, and then they'll crawl from the branches then back into the soil as well. But that's the biggest issue of injury. So if you have a small orchard, fruit crops, something like that, you definitely should be concerned. If you have just planted young trees this year, you should be concerned because they will damage. You will see a lot of damage to young trees. Older trees, the damage is there, but actually it's nature's way of self pruning because it basically prunes the tips out and it'll make the tree bushier. So their issue is the younger trees, some cases can have significant injury. And so we do advocate, rather than using a pesticide in this case, what we'd really rather you do is to get some cheesecloth or mesh that's about 1 centimeter square and use that, wrap the tree, wrap the specimen you want to protect, and gather it around the trunk. That's your best bet until the cicadas have finished their song and dance routine for the season. But you know, it's much better than using a pesticide. If the pesticides that are either labeled for use or can work, they're broad spectrum, they kill all the beneficial insects, and they'll make all the other pest problems in your landscape much, much worse.